Welcome to the program, We Will Stand. Today we are discussing, in a format of question and answer, how the new young women's curriculum helps strengthen a young woman and helps to convert that young woman so that she can stand as a witness of God at all times and in all things and in all places. During this particular segment, we will be talking about how we leave the classroom and continue to work on what we have learned in that classroom. Hannah, I know the question you have, and I'm so excited for you to ask it because it's an honest question.
So I've been dying to ask, this feels a little bit like school. Am I going to have homework?
That's a good question. And Hannah, of course, is a young woman. You're Laurel, aren't you?
Yes.
And we've got her leader here, Sister Burnson, and a few of us from the general board, and we're excited to be here. And good question. Let me just ask you back. What would be the best possible homework you think you could do after a young women class?
Go to the temple or read my scriptures.
There you go. Are those things you would normally be doing?
Yes.
Really, the best homework that you will do is apply and live the gospel, and particularly applying the principles you learned that week. That's your homework. Occasionally, someone will suggest that you read something or watch a video, mm-hmm. or maybe a few young women want to get together and talk a little bit about the topics. But the most important thing is to live the gospel. And so is that a harder thing to do than you've been doing in the past?
I don't think so.
No.
And I wanted to ask you a question too, Hannah. What do you want more than anything else in your whole life, Hannah?
I've always known that the reason why I'm here is so I can learn to become like my Heavenly Father and my Savior Jesus Christ, and that I want to return to them, and that's why I'm here. And preparing is the most important thing I can be doing right now. And as I've had experiences over the past couple weeks, I've really just come to know that when I put the Lord first in my life, that everything else falls into place. And so, I mean, I know I asked if this is going to feel like homework, but really deep down inside, I knew when I was asking that it's not going to feel like a burden, because it is things I've already been doing in my life and things that will bless me. And I know that Heavenly Father will help me as I do so.
That was beautifully said. And all of us that are sitting around this table today can testify that this kind of understanding and learning has blessed our lives every single day of our lives and has helped us through every trial and tribulation that we've had in our life. So, we have a brand new way of learning, and we're going to kind of move through the class, and then as we leave the class, something else is happening. Yes, Sister McConkie, you had a comment.
Well, I'm impressed by you, Hannah, and your maturity and your understanding and your desire to become like Heavenly Father and like Jesus Christ and to return to their presence. And one of the things the Savior asks us all to do is to not just be hearers of the Word, but to be doers of the Word. He says, follow me, do the things that I do. And the purpose for that is so that we can be one with Him. That's the whole purpose of this life, is to become one with the Savior. And the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, the choices that we make are to do that and to help us achieve that, the ultimate goal of eternal life. And so I just feel so impressed and blessed by your testimony. You've touched my heart today. So thank you for sharing your desires with us.
Thank you.
That's very meaningful. And in fact, I have a deep certainty that as you go forward and have experiences and share your testimony of those things, that you'll touch others too.
I love the talk that Robert D. Hales gave in his conference address in 2010. And he talked about that it's our imperative duty to help the youth understand and believe the gospel in a deeply personal way. We can teach them to walk in the light, but that light cannot be borrowed. They must earn it for themselves. They must obtain their own light of testimony directly from the source of spiritual light, God Himself, through prayer, study, and pondering. And then he talks about that in these perilous times, it's not enough for our youth to merely know. They must do. And that is, I think, what we do during the week. We act upon the things that we learn on Sunday. And I love that. It keeps the Spirit with us all through the week. And I know at first when we start getting into our scriptures, when we start praying, it might take us a little bit. But then as we do it, we can't live without it. It's so much a part of us, and it's a way of life.
I think about, for me, as I made the commitment to go forward, after I've been in a discussion or something, and I know that there's something I have to change, or I know that I need to go back, I love to think about my scripture study time. For me, the electricity and the fact that as I go on my own, as I show God that I am in earnest about learning what He wants me to do, it's so exciting to know that the Spirit can come. And it does come so many times when I go sincerely. And I think that that's part of what happens when we leave our class and make a commitment inside to do something differently. We really invite the Spirit to be with us.
I think, Hannah, what you're saying is, you know, we want to invite you to talk. I know one young man said, he said, it has always been in the past that we don't talk in class. And he says, now we get to talk. And he was so excited. And that is what helps you act upon the things. When questions are asked and then you think about them, you ponder them. And then we want to make sure that we're listening to you so that we understand exactly where you are. And then respecting your ideas. And for you to teach, take time in the lesson to be teaching, so you're acting upon the things that you're studying the week and teach part of the lesson. And then as you're discovering, and then you share those things that you discover as you do that during the week.
Can I just share a little part of a scripture that I just came into my mind? It was Alma when he was visiting with the Zoramites, and they come in and he sees these people get up on a stand and pray, and they have their Sabbath day. But then they all leave, and it says in Alma 31:23, says, they returned to their homes, never speaking of their God again until they had assembled themselves together to the holy stand. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that happen in the young women classroom. Great lessons are taught, but then when it's done, the young women walk out of the door never thinking about that again. I remember one time being in a Beehive class, and these girls had these cute little bracelets on, and I said, oh, tell me about your bracelets. They were all matching. They said, oh, our teacher gave them to us last week. And I said, oh, really? What was your lesson about? Silence. No one had any idea what they had learned the last week because they had never thought about it again. So this segment on live what you are learning is critical because it takes the classroom into your life. And that's going to be a huge change.
We've talked about this before, but each lesson is like a pearl. And it's a beautiful thing. But the pearls are strung together by the string. And the string is like what you're doing every day. As you connect these wonderful lessons that you will be receiving and that you'll be participating in. I love the idea that Sister Beck said you'll be teaching in this class. And I hope, Sister Burnson, that you will involve the young women in teaching. It's not that they need to do the whole lesson. They could, under inspiration and direction from you and from your bishop. But they could teach significant portions of the lesson. And with that teaching and those understandings that come through the week, soon they'll be wearing those gorgeous pearls. Yes, Hannah.
Something I love to do after I have a lesson or something that's taught to me that I just is so dear to my heart or something that I've read and discovered, I love to go and record it in my journal. And I always, throughout the week, go back and look through it. So I think something I'd like to challenge all of us young women to do is after a lesson or bring our journals with us to church or when we get home, go home and record your thoughts.
Why do you think that that's important?
Well, writing your thoughts and impressions just as it's happening or right after, you remember what you felt and the things that came to your heart. And it's so important to be able to look back on that and remember and have those feelings.
Do the feelings return to you?
Most definitely.
That's a significant thing to think about and a wonderful idea. So I think keeping a journal is a great way of connecting those ideas. Yes, Sister Robinson.
I love what Elder Scott has taught a number of times. He says, write down the important things that you learn and then see that you do them. Mm-hmm. He adds that on, see that you do them.
And I love, too, I one time heard a general authority say that your thoughts that you record in your journal become your own personal scripture. And I love that, you know, for your life to look back and go, wow, that can be scripture. And I love the idea, Hannah, that you came up with of bringing it to class, pen and paper, that we can record those feelings that we have. Mm-hmm. So thank you.
Think about it. It's kind of the small plates of Hannah. Yeah. It's your spiritual experiences and how the Lord has interacted in your life. I think that's a wonderful idea. The small plates of Hannah.
An activity there.
Yeah, great activity.
And then when you bring that journal to class, during that sharing time, you can read some of the things that you wrote down, and it will testify to everyone. It will burn in their hearts as it does in yours as you share that, and it will strengthen you as you verbally share that as a testimony, what you have written from the last week.
The Spirit comes when you're involved in doing the work. And so what happens to a young woman who goes home and instead of just leaving the classroom and not doing anymore, who goes home and actually begins to participate in the work of that particular discussion?
Changes her heart.
It changes her heart.
And her behavior. I love that.
And probably offers opportunities for her to have the Spirit of the Lord. I know that when we were serving as mission president, that we pled with our elders constantly to always give the people they were teaching, their investigators, and we're very much like investigators in our classes, to always give them something that they needed to do during the week, because once they left the situation where the missionaries were, oftentimes the Spirit would leave with them and leave them alone. And so if they had something they could do, pray, read the scriptures, participate in an activity, it made it possible for the Spirit to remain with them during that week until the missionary could come back. And I think there's got to be a similarity. Do you see that, Sister Bernadette?
I completely see that similarity, that we want them to feel the Spirit during class, but then challenge them to do things during the week and do it all together. I see this being young woman and leader together striving for the same thing, because it is a conversion that we're all continuing on. I love that. And then come together the next week. Thank you.
And remember that you're going to be immersed in a topic. This is what I love about the new teaching and learning resources for youth. You have a month to be immersed in a topic, so that you're going to begin your month with perhaps a lesson on one of the lessons, and then you will apply it, and then the next week you'll build upon that, and you'll continue to apply, and you'll build upon it. So imagine this. It's kind of like, some of my children have had language immersion, Spanish immersion or French immersion. Well, this is gospel immersion, and you have an opportunity to live, talk about, teach, and share that doctrine for a month, and that's huge. So you continually follow up on what you've been learning, like your string of pearls, and you continue to go forward.
I'd love to also add that you have mutual, you have personal progress. Those are both things that can be active during mutual. You can look at some of the activities that you're not able to do during the class time that you can do during mutual time that will help the young women to act. And then also personal progress. That is a way to develop your own spiritual strength. And so those are two things to add to that string of pearls.
And you'll notice that at the beginning of the lessons and the units, there's some suggestions on things you could do in personal progress and activities. We've tried to include that to help it make it a little easier for leaders. One thing, a lot of leaders are worried about technology and how am I going to show a video in the classroom? And mutual is a great time to do some of that as well, because then the young women can organize it and they can do it. And you could go to a house.
And they're very good at it. They are. Sister McConkie.
As we've talked about this, I keep thinking of the title of the curriculum. It's called Come Follow Me. It's an action title. It's not just a sit back and learn something and then do nothing. This is the Savior calling to each one of us to come follow me, to do something. This curriculum allows the young women to become agents, to make choices, to stand strong and to understand not only what it is they are to do because they've studied the doctrine, but why they're doing it. They understand the big picture. They are following the Savior in his path, and the consequences of that are powerful.
I totally love that, what you just said. I just love to think about the Savior, the way he did that. He invited them to discover the gospel themselves. He didn't lecture them. He gave them heartfelt questions, and then he listened carefully, and then he taught a little bit more. And, you know, we talk about give a man a fish and he eats for a day, but you teach someone to fish and you feed them for a lifetime. That is what the Savior did. And that is how this action will happen, that if we teach them these things, then we will feed them for a lifetime and they will be able to stay strong in the gospel.
Now we have gone through several segments talking about this new curriculum. Sister Burnson, will you bear your testimony about how you feel the Lord has decided to strengthen young women?
The Spirit has borne witness to me that this new way of teaching truly is of our Heavenly Father, and that it is going to lead young women to the spires of the temple and lead all of us to live with our families once again, with our Heavenly Father and Jesus. And that is what we want more than anything. And I love that it's current. It's from modern-day prophets and leaders. And I love that everything is at my fingertips. And I feel this surge of vigor and vim and excitement going forward and teaching this.
Hannah, would you like to say anything to the young women out in the audience?
Yes. I was just thinking of the scripture that said, when much is given, much is required. And this new curriculum and this new experience and opportunity we have to prepare to become better and become more like our Savior, I know is what we need at this time and will bless us. And I'm so excited to learn and be a part of this.
Thank you for joining us for our discussions on We Will Stand. I would like to give the final quote again from Sister Elaine Dalton. The hand of the Lord is in this. He will help all to succeed and meet them where they are. Thank you for joining us.
You've been listening to We Will Stand on the Mormon Channel from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Remember, you can take us with you anywhere by downloading this program at mormonchannel.org.